Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. I'm Janet Huxley at the Crusade Radio Network News Desk, live from the Dothan Farm and Ranch, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This newscast is brought to you by The Epic Times. Subscribe today and watch their new docufilm, No Farmers, No Food. Will you eat the bugs? Subscribe today for just $1 for your first month by going to crusadechannel.com/epic. Here's what to listen for this hour. White House responds after Pope Francis condemns gender theory and affirms Biden's support for trans community. Appeals court judge rejects Trump request to postpone hush money trial. Rust star Alec Baldwin's legal team slammed for countless lies. And were you one of the 180 million who were able to experience yesterday's eclipse? White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre faced questions about Pope Francis's declaration condemning gender theory yesterday, ultimately affirming Biden's support for the transgender community. A reporter insisted Jean-Pierre comment about yesterday's document, which formally reaffirms and expands on the Catholic Church's assertion that attempts to alter an individual's immutable gender are ultimately misguided attempts to play God. Jean-Pierre declined to say what Biden thought of the document specifically, but of course added he does support the transgender community, and they are so pleased about it, she said. Attorneys for former President Donald Trump filed an appeal yesterday and requested interim relief or a stay just 1 week before his criminal case was set to go to trial in New York. On the same day, a judge with the appellate division of the New York Supreme Court rejected the request to delay trial. Defense attorneys had argued during an emergency hearing the trial should be postponed while they seek a change of venue. Prosecutors called out Alec Baldwin's legal team for lying and manipulation after the actor requested the court dismiss his indictment. Baldwin, who was indicted for involuntary manslaughter in January, you may remember, charged in connection to the fatal shooting on the set of Rust in 2021. The defendant's motion to dismiss is predictably false, misleading, and histrionic misrepresentation of the facts and circumstances of the history of the case. The prosecution's filing, obtained by Fox News Digital, said. Our quote of the day, I shall love you, I shall love you always. When day breaks, when evening turns into night, at every hour, at every moment, I shall love you, always, always, always. St. Gemma Galgani. And coming up, our saint of the day, the daughter of two saints, who married a saint and became the mother to four future saints. You're listening to Crusade Radio Network News.
At the start of the American Revolution, the Founding Fathers had to answer the question of what kind of government they wanted to live under. Today's patriots are asking the same question, and many think that Confederation needs to be rethought for the 21st century. Now, Ben Franklin helped the patriots' cause with his join or die drawing. Well, I've taken that drawing and changed it to secede or die and put it beautifully on t-shirts and sweats. Grab a secede or die shirt in any size today at shop.mikechurch.com.
Our saint of the day is Saint Waldrud or Wadru, the daughter of Saints Walbert and Bertilia, and sister of Saint Aldegunis of Maubeuge. She married a saint and became a mother to four future saints, and when her husband chose to become a monk about 643 in the monastery of Hautrent, France, she established a convent at Châteauloup, around which grew up the town of Mons, Belgium. Around 642, her husband, Madelgarius, founded monasteries at Hautmont, and Waltrud persuaded St. Ghislain to establish an oratory at a place called Ursidongus, now known as St. Ghislain. The city of Mons grew around it. Around 656, after the death of the young Dentilin, the couple decided to separate and retire to separate monasteries. Madelgarius went to Hautmont, where he became a Benedictine monk, and she sometimes visited by her sister Aldegonde of Maubeuge. Her biography celebrates her for the pious intention under vow to free captives. She arranged the ransom, for example, and weighed out the silver. When captives had been brought back with the ransom money out of her own purse at her command, they returned to their families and homes. The feast of St. Waltrud is today. Were you out for the eclipse? People across North America were able to observe the solar eclipse that blocked the sun for over 150 million people. The eclipse stretched from Mexico's Pacific coast all the way to the territory of Newfoundland in Canada, passing through 15 U.S. states in the process. Here in Kansas City, our totality was 89.8%, not quite like it was the last time 7 years ago, where we had nearly totality, but it was interesting and a little bit eerie, too. You may want to check out the New York Post today because they have 33 photos on their site of people enjoying the spectacle from various locations. And stay tuned to the Crusade Radio Network with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Radio Network, seeking news and finding truth.